This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Six U.S. Democratic presidential candidates traded barbs with each other in a tense debate late Tuesday, attempting to make the case to voters in the farm state of Iowa that they have the political fortitude and skill to take on Republican President Donald Trump in the November national election. VOA national correspondent Jim Malone said national security came up early in the debate.
There was quite an effort by several of the Democratic contenders to criticize President Trump's actions on Iran. Joe Biden, for example, saying we've lost our standing in the region, that many of the allies now see the U.S. and Iran on the same level, sort of an equivalence that he said is a problem for the United States. And of course, it opened up, though, Biden's judgment on the Iraq war, Bernie Sanders reminding everyone he voted against it, Sanders, while Biden voted for it. And then Sanders expressing concern, as did Pete Buttigieg, that perhaps what's going on now with Iran could lead to a wider conflict. There were also clashes over health care. We've seen that before. How costly a health care reform package do you want? And also over some trade deals coming up with China and with the United States, Canada, and Mexico. So the Democrats had their scrapes and their irritations, but in some ways it was not quite as boisterous or aggressive as many people thought going in.
VOA national correspondent Jim Malone. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said the impeachment trial of President Trump will begin early next week. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said the House will vote Wednesday to send the official impeachment charges to the Senate. The Republican-controlled Senate is widely expected to acquit Trump, particularly since no Republicans have expressed support for removing him from office. For more news, join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Thousands of participants from more than 100 countries, along with heads of state and government and business leaders, will gather at a forum next week, the World Economic Forum in Switzerland. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from the forum's headquarters in Geneva.
The World Economic Forum is celebrating its 50th anniversary this year at a time of great uncertainty. The forum's founder and executive director, Klaus Schwab, warns the world is in a state of emergency and the window to act is quickly closing.
We do not want to face continued political and economic disintegration. We do not want to reach the tipping point of irreversibility on climate change. And we do not want that the next generations inherit a world which becomes ever more hostile and ever less habitable. Just think of the wildfires in Australia.
Discussions about the de-escalation of hostilities and instability in the Middle East are expected to loom large during the week-long discussion. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The U.S. Census Bureau is planning hundreds of ads in 13 languages for the 2020 count. We get more on that story from the AP's Ed Donahue.
The goal is to make sure every household responds to the 2020 census.
According to us, it's about participation.
A multi-million dollar campaign covers all forms of media.
The 2020 census gives us the opportunity to support what's important and allows our voice to be heard.
The head count starts next week in rural native villages in Alaska, but the rest of the country won't be able to start answering the questionnaire until mid-March.
Everyone living in their home on April 1st counts.
The Census Bureau says the questionnaire can be answered online, though people will still be able to do it by phone or by mailing back paper forms. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And the European Union is taking a closer look at green investment. We get more from Lisa Bryant.
The EU would designate one quarter of its budget to fighting climate change over the next decade. The trillion-dollar price tag would come from a mix of EU and national government funds, as well as the private sector. It targets the EU's ambitious goal of ensuring greenhouse emissions reach net zero in 30 years. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, who late last year announced that goal, a plan she calls the Green Deal, says the investments are for the climate as well as EU citizens.
It will be invested in a huge transition ahead of us, which consists of upskilling people and new jobs, clean technologies, green financing, new procedures.
Von der Leyen aims to have the climate legislation adopted by March. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
And I'm Michael Brown, VOA News, Washington.